Hello.
Hello, my name is Aralia Alvarado. I am calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I am not selling anything. I want to ask for a donation. May I speak with Joyce Smith?
Speaking.
All right. Would you like to continue in English, ma'am?
Yes, I would.
All right. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
I am.
All right. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost starting to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I will vote. It's a survey.
In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost starting to vote for those offices? Would you probably vote?
Probably. It depends if I know who they are. Probably.
Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander?
White, Caucasian.
All right. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off the wrong track?
I think it's going in the right direction.
All right. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County supervisor. Homelessness, housing affordability, jobs and wages, parental rights in education, inflation and cost of living, water policy, public safety and crime, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, other none, don't know?
Probably the homelessness.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so.
Okay.
For example, Gavin Newsom.
Kind of unfavorable.
All right. Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Donald Trump.
Definitely unfavorable.
Paul Dictos. Dictos.
Don't know him.
Gary Ridderfield.
Not sure.
Steve Brando.
Not sure. Don't know.
Okay. So now I'm thinking about the March primary election. if the primary election for Fresno's County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dicktall, CPA, and County Assessor Recorder Steve Brando, County Supervisor, and businessman Gary Brutherfield, businessman and City Council member Brice Herrera, and Via Bardes, for whom would you vote? Paul Dicktall, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Steve Brando, County Supervisor, and businessman Gary Brutherfield, businessman and City Council member Brice Herrera, or Dion Bordes?
I don't know, because I'd have to check them out.
All right. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean? Paul Dicktall, CPA, and County Assessor Recorder Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman Gary Brutherfield, businessman and City Council member Brice Herrera, or Dion Bordes?
I don't know. I may not vote for any of them if I had to do it today.
All right. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Rutherfield as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know, because I haven't followed him. I don't know.
How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as a county supervisor?
Oh, I told you, I don't know.
Okay.
Much about them, I don't know. I can't rate them if I don't know them.
All right. Thinking again about the March primary, I am going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. For example, here's the first one. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno's residents. How likely would you put that?
I don't know. No.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Much more likely, somewhat most likely.
Somewhat. How much more of this is there? Because I've got some things I've got to do here, trying to get something to eat.
We have about like less than 3 minutes, probably. Like, for example, right now. Here comes the next one. Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for the candidates. Paul Dicktall currently served as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dicktall will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, or a fair chance, a good chance you will vote for Paul Dicktall for county supervisor?
Maybe good chance.
All right. Steve Brando currently serves as a county supervisor where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. He will, if reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, or a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Steve Brando for county supervisor?
Maybe a fair chance. I don't know.
We're almost done here, ma'am. Gary Rutherford currently serves as a on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Rutherford will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Gary Rutherford?
Probably no chance.
Okay. After hearing more information, if a primary election for Fresno's county supervisor were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictas and county assessor recorder Steve Brunner, county supervisor, and businessman Gary Rutherford, businessman city council member Breeze Herrera, and Dion Burdes, for whom would you vote? Paul Dictas, county assessor recorder, Steve Brando, county supervisor, and businessman Gary Rutherford, businessman and city council, or Breeze Herrera or Dion Burdes?
Well, I told you I'm not sure because I'm going to have to look for more.
Yes, ma'am. So, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Well, I'm registered Republican.
Okay.
But I, for whoever I... Go ahead.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Well, not strong. I vote for who I think is the best.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm probably conservative.
All right. What is the last year of a schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Some college. Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your time, and that's about it. I hope you have a great meal.
Okay, and thank you.
Thank you.
You have a good evening.
All right, you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.